We're here with Coach Myers after the Terriers 5-2 loss at UConn. Coach, a nice battle back from a 2-goal deficit. Weren't able to put it together in the third, but general comments on the team's effort.
Yeah, super happy with our resiliency today. They battled hard. I mean, every shift we ran all four of our lines, all six of our D, and they really worked really hard to kind of keep it in the offensive zone. I think we hemmed them in more than not and more times than us. So I like how we battled back. And even, you know, we were down 2 goals, we still went out there to try to put another one in late in the game. So it was good.
Power play responded after a tough night on Friday and got you on the board first. Just got to capitalize when a puck's sitting right there, and Sydney did that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy shot by Tam. Probably one of the hardest shots I've ever seen. And we've been talking all weekend about burying home rebounds net front in that 5-foot area around the crease. So awesome for Sid to get one and really bury it down. We even had someone on the back door too. So it seems like they're thinking about more how to bury pucks net front and get the dirty goals, because we score a lot of clean ones normally.
Had to be happy with the second goal. Puck movement was great. And Tam, once again, was part of it. First multi-point game of her career. Really, almost everyone touched it, setting up Lily for that goal and to tie the game.
Yeah, that was one of the craziest goals I've ever seen. It was so nice. It almost seemed like Neely Nicholson was another one of the Welke twins. They were all just connecting. But we'd been working on ozone a lot in the last 2 weeks. So I think it was cool to see it click. And then I think, again, it was a shot off the pass. So that's something then skills that we've been focusing on. But the Welke line is just buzzing as of late. And, of course, Tam and Nadia, they're just crushing it as well.
As you wrap up a 3-game week, another one ahead, and it's a special one. January Beanpot this year, but all of a sudden it's Beanpot season. What's the message over the next couple days to prepare for a big matchup with the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 games, having 2 losses isn't the best way to go into Beanpot, but I think we really gained some momentum and we gained some good ozone time, our power play, our penalty kill. I think there's a lot of good coming from this past weekend, so hopefully we can just bring those in into the Beanpot and then just tie some things up in our D zone, figuring out how we cannot let them score more than 4 or 3 to 4 goals a game and shut them down, because we're ready for BC. But if we don't tighten it up, it's going to be a tough one.